So we were finishing up Ham and Bade. We had a couple of lines left to do there. So the we're up to Vakasha. It's around 15 lines from the bottom. Vakasha wanted to know if the guy had stole, the guy took my shekel, and he gave it on my behalf, he was over Mila.
Right.
We wanted to know why. How is he able to just giving my shekel on my behalf for himself? He changed his mind. How is changing his mind what he had intentions? How is that going to create Mila? So the Gemara asked Vakasha.
This is the case where you gave a friend and the friend decided to give it on himself.
Exactly.
And then, okay.
So how is his change of mind, Vakasha? It's around 15 lines on the bottom. Vakasha, ilu hagonev olasol shechaverov, I stole my friend's ola. Vishachto stam, the Kohanim shechted it. Stama lo l'shem b'ilam harishonim mechaperes. Is it not the Kohanim say, I'm shechting this animal for whoever owns it? The guy who sent it is not the owner. I don't care who sent it to me. The Kohanim do it based on the owner. So here too also, when you give the machzor the shekel, it's given, you know, it's going to be fulfilled the chiv of the original owner, the guy who sent it. So how is this guy over Mila, the shliach? So Amar Rav Yudon Tifater, I'll answer it as follows. B'musuyam misha beis Rabban Gamliel. It's going to be more defined like they used to do in the house of Rabban Gamliel, which was what? Where they would wait until they'd actually take the chuma and throw the coin into the one that's being used for the carbon seber, as opposed to being ones that left over and not used. So the Gemara, before continuing, says, I don't understand. V'chash lomar, was the house of Rav Gamliel, they were concerned to say that Shemra li shiraim he noflim. They're concerned that their coin may have went to the leftovers. Let's say the fund that year required $1,000 only of shkalim. And then there were $2,000 of shkalim collected. It means $1,000 are left over. So was Rabban Gamliel concerned that his coin is going to be the $1,000 left over and not used? But that's not a problem, because v'chi yesh mi'ila b'shirayim, let's say it was in the $1,000 that were left over. Is there going to be hektesh the machas the shekel? That if I were to use the leftover funds, it would be a violation of mi'ila? No, because let's say $2,000 were collected. All those $2,000, the kedusha is going to be put on the $1,000 that's being used.
Right.
Everyone has a fair chelek. It's not fair that my coin doesn't get yours, yours does. All the $2,000 kedusha goes on the $1,000, and the shiraim has no kedusha. So why is Rav Gamliel so concerned that his actual coin is the one being used? All the kedusha is going to go to the same place. So Ella, so Gemara explains what their minhag was based on. Ella ki Rabbi Meir, the halak Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, in fact, held Omer Mo'alim b'shiraim. No, whatever coins are used, if your coin was the one used for carbon seber, you have a chalak in it. If your coin wasn't used, it was a shiraim. Yours wasn't part of the machzor shekel that was used. And there was going to be a violation of Mi'ila, it retained its status of Kedusha on it. So therefore, Rav Gamliel...
I don't understand why he's using the word Mi'ila. Nobody is going to... They're going to still use... Once, they're still going to use it for something hectic.
According to the first opinion, I'm not so sure, but...
And for sure, it's not your problem. I mean, if you give it to the Lishka, and it's in the, it's, and then I guess it's the Gizbar's problem, though, Mi'ila, not yours.
So I think we'll get to this at a later point, what exactly happens to the shiraim, what the status of the shiraim is, but it sounds like from here, no, that if your money wasn't used for the base, for the actual carbon seber, then you don't have a chelik in that carbon seber. You might have a chelik, but I'm not sure exactly how it works. But the shiraim has the kedusha retained on it. So it sounds, again, from the surface reading, it sounds like Rabbi Meir held that, yeah, Eina Hanami, if your coin wasn't actually used, it goes to Shiraim.
And you are me. You are over me.
No, no, not you. If a person were to take from the Shiraim, that person would violate Melia.
Ah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to the first approach was that, no, all the Kedusha goes on to the money used. Shiraim ends up being completely chulun. It's not fair that my coin wasn't the one actually used. But that's the debate.
Oh, so the whole debate, if the shiraim has it in itself kedusha or not,
right.
If somebody takes it away.
Exactly. Okay. So Rav Gamliel thought that shiraim retains the kedusha, which means that if my coin wasn't used for the carbon seabor, it was put to shiraim, it has its kedusha, I had no chelik in the carbon seabor. So if Dafka pushed it in when they were taking the funds to buy the carbon seabor, that's when they threw the coin in to make sure they're got. So here too also, the shliach, so now let's finish the Gemara, owed he the musuyam, sorry, we're finishing up Hamer Beis. So we're lagging.
Okay.
So owed he, so here too also now, when it comes to our case of the shliach, owed he b'musuyam shabeis Rav Gamliel shayam eskavim v'tor malushmo. That's the case where the shliach did some type of maisa. The shliach just brought the coins to the base of Mikdash. He didn't do any maisa. The shliach can't violate the Isser Mila. He didn't take anything. But the shliach waited. He delayed until he saw them taking the money for the carbon tzibur, and then dafki pushed his coin the way in. He did some maisa. Then that shliach is kone the machatzis shekel, and he would violate mila. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Ma nehena. What was the hana that the shliach got? Part to be violating the iser mila, you have to get a certain amount of hana. What was the hana that the shliach got that he violated mila? So Amar Reb Abin b'shem Rabbanon the Taman, the Rabbanon of there. I think it refers to Bavel. They're narrow. They're Nishalim here, Nishami. So there in Bavel, they would say, Mechaven shebasin ru'uin l'mashkon. Since when a person doesn't give machitzit shekel, basin is allowed to go in and take a collateral, take something from his property. V'lo mashkenu, and this guy, since he says he stole the guy's money to pay off him for himself, so this guy, they can't, they're not going to take a collateral from his home, kimoshinena, as if he got hung up. So he didn't receive an actual object. For the fact that no one was allowed to come into his house and take his property, that was the hanah that he received. He paid off his dues. Then the Gemara says, so this is from yesterday's Mishnah, Mimaisa Sheni V'chuli. The Mishnah told us that a person cannot use Maisa Sheni and money of Shavis to pay off his requirement of Machatzis HaShekel. So the Gemara explains, how do we know this? So the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Asher Yivkar LaHashem, the Bechor that has is for Hashem, Bebehema, an animal, Lo Yaktish Ish Oso, so a person cannot be Maktish, this, the Bechor. It's already Kadosh.
What's the Pasuk?
Right, it's a Pasuk in Bechukosai, or Bahar, on the end. It says, Ach Bechor Asher Yivkar. Bechukosai, okay. So it's Bechor is Kadosh when it's born, the Bechor. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yaktish, don't be may Maktish it. Why would you Maktish it? It already has a Kedusha when it's born. So the Gemara says, Kol Shehu Kodesh, anything that already is Kodesh, in this case a Bechor or a Maiser Sheni, Ein Kedusha Chalalav, additional Kedusha cannot be Chal on it. So if I have, according to the mission above, Maiser Sheni, which has Kedusha, or Shvis, which has Kedusha, I cannot be use it for Machatz Shekel to add additional Kedusha to it. So Kedusha also, what happens? Let's say I do take a Maaser Sheni coin and give it for Machatzis HaShekel. So what am I supposed to do? There's Maaser Sheni mixed within the Shekalim that are in the base of Mikdash.
You're saying it's already done, you're saying. Let's say you did it already.
Yes, exactly. Let's say you did
it. What do you do now?
What do you do now, right. So Kedusha also. So maybe Sel Shalchun, he takes a coin, a shekel of a chol, the Omer, and he says, Maos Maaser Sheni, b'chol makom shein, my money, my sheni, wherever they are, mixed in the funds of the base of Mikdash among these shalom, wherever they are, Yehu Mechulalan al Selazu, should be Chal, I'm going to be poded, the my sheni, put them on the Sela now that I have in my hand, and al Selazu, also Sela, Nitbas Hashem, my sheni. Now that Sela that I'm holding on to becomes my sheni, Vashar, meaning the one that remained in the funds in the base of Mikdash, Nasu Shalom, that becomes Shekel. And through that, I'm Yote, my Chiva, Machitz Shekel.
Trade?
You trade, exactly. You're trading. You're being poda, mechal onto another coin, and that's how it works.
Considered
exactly. Okay, new Mishnah, or new halacha. Says the Mishnah, ha-mechanes maos. So a person starts to collect a bunch of coins. And he doesn't have a machze shekel itself, but he's building up a couple of pennies here and there to build up to the full amount of machze shekel. V'amr, then he says, he has a lot of coins in his hands. Amr, hare elu l'shikli. This is going to be for my shekel, my machatzis shekel. So what's the din? So he happens to have a little bit more than he needs. He needs, let's say, 50 cents worth. He collects 75 pennies. And he doesn't know how much he actually has. He says, this in my hand, he thinks it's the right amount, exactly. He says, this is for my machatzis shekel. So the halacha is, the machlok is beishame beisilo. Beishame omrim mosrin nidava. The leftover, he only needs 50 cents, let's say. So the 25 cents leftover ends up going to nidava. It goes to extra funds, as used in the base of Megdish, but not for the Machatz HaShekel. Well, Basil Omer Mosrin Chula, no, the leftovers was Chol, because he made a complete mistake. He had no idea. Had he known he only had 75 cents, he would have said 50 cents of it is Machatz HaShekel, not 75 cents. So Machlok is what to do with the extra funds in such a case. Let's say he says, She'avim Mehen Shkali, I'm going to bring from them Shkalim. I have whatever amount of coins, he didn't count how many pennies. Of whatever's here, I'm going to give my chiyav machatzis shekel. And it turns out he only needs 50 cents. So everyone will agree. In this case, shavin, they're both in agreement. Beit shilah, beit shamai, shehamoser chul. In that case, everything's chul. Because he had in mind only to take from the coins what he needed. Let's say he says, elul chatasi. He collects a bunch of coins as well. As these monies are going to be used for my chatas. Here, Shavin Shamoser Nadava. Everyone agrees here in this case, the leftover will be Nadava. Because he said all of these. The Gemara is going to explain, Misha will explain in a second why there's a difference. Again, when I say these coins are for Shkalim, there's machlokas what to do with the leftovers. But when I say these are for my Chatas, everybody agrees that the leftover has to be used in Nadava. No one thinks that could be used for Chulin. Now, but let's say so he said, yeah.
When you say Shavin, what do you mean?
Shavin means they're in agreement. They're equal.
Oh, they're both.
Based Hillel, Beis Shammai, in agreement.
Yeah, I thought it went on the money.
But let's say when it comes to collecting money for chatas, he says, "She'avi mehen chatasi, I'm going to bring from them, from the money, not all the money, but from the money I'm holding, I will bring my chatas, shavin shahamosar chulun." Everybody agrees it's chulun. So again, the distinction between a chatas and a shkalim is when I say the money in my hand is being used for the shkalim, then there's a machlokas. When the money is being used in my hand is for chatas, that's when everybody agrees it's all the mosar's nedava. It's a little confusing. But when I say...
No, it's a lesson. Elo lechatas, it means that these monies are for my chatas. And from this, I will be a chatas. It's a whole...
Right, I'm just comparing now, contrasting it to shkalim.
Right.
But when you say these are for shkalim, then there's machlokas what to do with
right.
it. As opposed to these are for chatas, right. everybody right. agrees what to do with
right.
it. So now the Gemara explains, what's the difference? The Mishnah says, Amar Rebbe Shimon, ma bein shkalim lechatas. Why when it comes to shkalim, there's a machlokas what to do, but when there's a chatas, everybody agrees... Ela shel shkalim yeshlam kitzva. Vilchatas ein la kitzva. When it comes to shkalim, it's a set value. Kitzva. Right. It's 50 cents, let's say. So when I say these monies are for shkalim, I only need 50 cents. I have 75 cents in my hands. So what to do with the 25 cents? There's a machlokas. When it comes to chatas, well, it depends. How fat of a cow do you want to bring? How much money do you want to spend? So since it could be very expensive, $1,000 for a cow, let's say, I have no how much a cow costs, but $1,000 might seem reasonable.
A little more.
A little more than that, yeah?
Wow. Well, they're expensive.
You know what it is?
Wow.
This guy I know that owns like a farm, a lot of cows, they're not cheap. Yeah, wow. But just the meat alone on a cow is worth.
And like,
a thousand
you get
plus.
That much meat off the cow that amounts to more than $1,000?
It's not cheap anymore.
Okay. So $1,000, let's say. So you could buy $800, you could buy a $1,500 cow if you wanted. So when I say the money in my hand is being used for chatas, it could all be used for the chatas. So that's the difference, says Rebbe Shimon. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af l'shkalim ein lan kitva. No, even a shekel doesn't have to be 50 cents. It could fluctuate. How? She'alu Yisrael min ha'gola. When Klai Yisrael returned from the Golas with Ezra, they went back to Eretz Yisrael. Hayu shokin darchonos. They had a particular coin, which the Gemara is going to explain the amount of that. And then chazu l'shkol slum. Then they would change the coin to a sela. And then chazu l'shkol tavan. Then they use a different coin. And then Bikshu Lishkol Dinar, maybe they want to finally use a very cheap, a very little amount, Vilo Kiblu Mehem. They want to go down to a dinar, that they wouldn't accept.
Once again, when they were...
I mean, they went, let's say, from a quarter to a dime
okay.
to a
this
nickel.
This is with Ezra and Nehemiah, yes.
The first one was Ezra. So let's use our terms.
Are you shocked in dark or not? Okay, Hayah Matbea. So what they used to do, they used to bring the Parsi, the money Parsi, right? That is a dark coin.
I'm not sure a dark coin, but okay, a Persian coin.
Sharchosh nech kalim shel Torah, that the value was 2 shkalim.
The Gemara is going to explain, I think, what these the amounts are.
Okay.
So it went from a quarter, and then they changed it to a dime, then to a nickel. They wanted to use a penny, and they said, no, that's too little. But we see over time, the amount of shekel did change. It wasn't a kitzvah, it wasn't 50 cents always.
Inflation.
It could be inflation, whatever the reason is.
Keshenafla malchut paras. That's when, because they used to have the money from the coin from Persia, and when the malchut of Persia went down, then
so the value went down.
Devaluation.
So yeah. Either way, there wasn't a set value. Ein la kitzva. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's response. That's not true. The distinction between a chatas and a shekel. Shekel does not have a set amount of 50 cents. We see the coin usage was changed over time.
So this is what they were accepting for machatzis a shekel, or this was the usual coin of those days.
I think for machatzis a shekel. I think that's what it's saying. Okay, now then the Mishnah concludes. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon responds back to Rehuda, Afa Pike, and still nonetheless, Yad Kulan Shava. Okay, they might, each generation, the coin might change, but everybody is equal. Everyone has to pay the same nickel, or everybody has to pay the same dime. So that is kitzur, that is a set value. Aval Chathas, when it comes to Chathas, explains Rabbi Shimon, Zem Evi Beselav, Zem Evi Pishtaim. This one brings a Selav, this one brings 2 Solom, Zem Evi Bishalosh. Everybody brings as much as fat a cow as he wants to bring. So there's no kitzvah when it comes to the Chathas, and that's the explanation of the difference. So says the Gemara, HaMechanes V'chule. So somebody who begins to collect these coins, And he says, again, beginning of the mission was, these are for my shekel. That which I'm holding is for the shekel. So let's say it turns out he has more than he needs, more than the amount of the shekel. What to do with the extra? So that, again, was machlokas. Beis Shammai said the leftover is used for nedava, and Beis Hillel says the leftover is used for chulin. So explain to the Gemara now, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Lezer ma pligin b'mechanes prutrut. So it's talking about a case where he collects penny after penny after penny, prutos. Prutrut is like prutros. One penny counts. He has 75 coins. He doesn't know. He didn't count what it was. That's where Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai argue. Aval, but Beomer eilush l'shikli, if he just simply says, these are, he takes a lot in his coin. He sticks his hand in his safe, pulls out a lot of coins, doesn't count them one by one, then kol ama, everybody, modai shamoshu nedava. Everybody agrees here, even Beis Hillel will agree, the leftover is nedava. But what's the difference here?
That in one, he probably doesn't know if it's exactly Hechmah Shevet. The other one, it's obvious that it's more, I think.
Uh-huh.
Right. In my mind.
That's what it says there.
Okay, so the first case, when it's obvious in his mind that it's more, but he says it anyways, right. So that
and
makes...
No, the first case is the opposite. He's bringing little coins. He doesn't know if he got to Hechmah Shekel because he's not adding.
Uh-huh.
The
so
second
he doesn't have
one,
intention of...
he's taking a huge amount, and it's obvious that it's more than... So then he cannot go back because he should know that it's more.
Uh-huh. He should have known. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Bibi, Bishem, Rabbi Lezer, they have a different interpretation of Rabbi Lezer. Ma Paginin, when are they arguing about B'mechanes Prutras? Oh, it's Prutras, when they're collecting one after the next, so pennies after pennies. Haba Be'omer Elu Shikli, he sticks his hand and takes out a lot of coins and says, these are my shekel. Then he actually, Chuli Amen Modi Shem Wosrin Chulin, he says the opposite. No, everybody agrees in this second case where he grabs a lot of coins, the leftover is actually going to be Chulin. So it explains it here, and the Pacific explains the svar is, because we know the machzor shekel is, let's say, 50 cents. So he's trying to be masa, mashkos b'torah. He's trying to add onto something that the Torah says, add 75 cents, which is against the Torah. Not against, but it's not what the Torah says to do. So it was, you can't add something to the Torah, therefore the kedusha is not chal. As opposed to when he counts the coins, it seems like he thinks he has the right amount, actually. He's not trying to add onto it. He thinks he has the right amount, so therefore it's chal. So again, there's machlokas Rabbi Yossi, first, Rabbi Bibi, how to understand Rabbi Lezer? What happens when you grab a lot of coins and say, this is for my shekel? Are the leftovers, everyone's in agreement. The question is, what are they in agreement to? Does it mean that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that the leftovers is nedava, or they both agree that the leftovers is going to be chulin? So now the Gemara are going to bring a number of rayas here. So Amar Rabbi Chia, Masnisa Masai le Rabbi Bibi. There's a brisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Bibi, who says that when a guy grabs a lot at one time, the remainder is going to be chulin. What's the brisa or mishnah? The Tanan. Amar Rabbi Shimon, our mishnah. Ma ben shkal mechadas. What's the distinction between the two? Elasha shkal miyesh la kitzva v'lachatas shein la kitzva. Shkal have a set amount of 50 cents. Chatas depends how much you want to give. Ma anan kaimen. What's the particular case we're talking about where there's a difference? If it's a case where he says, I'm going to bring from the money that I'm holding, I'm going to take some of it for a shekel, then ko'ama, everybody agrees, modai, sheham mosin chulin. Everybody will agree it's clearly chulin. There's no difference between shekel and chatas. I'm saying I want to take from my funds enough amount for my obligation of shekel or chatas. So if it's a case of im omer shavi mehen chatasi, I want to bring from it a chatas, everybody agrees there also that's chulin. So it can't be a case where I say I want to bring from it. So where it says she'avi mehen, that can't be the case where Rabbi Shimon makes a distinction. Ella must be a case kol ella kain. It must be anan kaimen. It's talking about a case ba'omer elu l'shikli, that these in my hand are for shekel. So what then? What's the distinction? Shkolim al yedei shekitzvasa mina Torah. A shekel, which has a set value, 50 cents from the Torah, mutar most from the chulin, the leftovers are chulin. Chatas, ayadei she'en kitvas min haTorah, there's no set value in the Torah, most from nedava, the leftovers are nedava. So that's the explanation of Rabbi Shimon. So how is this a support then for Rabbi Bibi? So we see here that the leftovers are shkalim.
He's saying this, yeah, because
the most is chulin.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
because it's the same parish that he knows that from the Torah it's a shekel. You cannot start saying that it's more. It's not.
So we see a raya here that the leftover is chulin, not nedava. So ma avilei Rabbi Yossi. What's b'shem Rabbi Lezer? What's Rabbi Yossi going to respond? Rabbi Yossi says the mosrin of a shkalim is supposed to be nedava. So Pastor Lai, he explained b'mechanes b'prutrut. No, the case of Rabbi Shimon is talking about a case where he's collecting coins. And when you're collecting one coin after the next, so then we say in the Mishnah the leftovers will be chulin. But he only said when a person grabs a lot of coins at one time, then the moser is going to be nedava. And that's how he gets out of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not a riot. Mishnah, their machlokas, Rabbi Bibi and Rabbi Yossi, in our Gemara, was only when he grabbed a lot of coins did Rabbi Yossi say the remainder is nedava. Our Mishnah is talking about a case not where he grabbed coins, but where he's counting, he's collecting one after the next. Then, if you're counting one after the next, a bunch of pennies, then you say Moserin is chulin. Ucha Beis Hillel. And like Beis Hillel, just to finish the point off, that's what he answers. Our Mishnah, again, is a case where you're counting prutrut. Beis Hillel, who says the remainder is chulin, as opposed to Rabbi Beis Shammai, who thinks the remainder is nedava. But doesn't the Mishnah tell us also, Moser Shkalim chulin? It says the leftovers of Shkalim is chulin. It seems to say across the board, it's always chulin. So Rabbi Yossi gives the same answer. Pastor Lai, he answers, B'mechanes prutrut ukebeis hillel. No, that Mishnah where it says the leftovers of Shkalim is only when you're collecting one coin after the next and within the opinion of Beis Hillel. But I, Rabbi Yossi, held, you grab a lot of coins at one time and say, these are my Shkalim, all of them are going to be Shkalim, or the remainder is going to be Nedava. So let's skip the next few lines of parentheses.
So basically, he's holding on Rabbi Bibi on the fact that Rabbi Bibi holds that it's determined the value by the Torah, and it doesn't make that the person knows, and that's it.
Say it again. That
Rabbi Bibi holds that the amount is set from the Torah, so the rest is chulin.
Exactly.
Right. But it's interesting that the lashon it says that he doesn't say elu shikli, he says elu leshikli, and they still hold that the rest is in the davar.
Is there so much of a difference, I wonder?
Ela versus Elu?
No, one is less shikli for my shekha, and one is Elu shikli. These are my shekha. So, whatever.
Okay. Sentence says the Gemara for the Hamafrish shiklo, the Savar Shu Chayv. Person sets aside a shekel, and he thinks he's Chayv. Vinim says Shein Chayv, and he realizes he actually paid his dues already. So what's the din? Lo kadosh, the machzit shekel doesn't take kedusha because it was a mistake. But let's say hamafrish shnayim, he sets aside two. He thinks he forgot the of last year's machzit shekel, so he's trying to pay up for last year and this year's. The savar shu chayv shnayim, he thinks he's chayv two. V'nimsa, but turns out sheinu chayv elo echad, he's only chayv one because last year's he already actually paid. So osa sheini ma avilei. What do you do with the second one? Now the extra one in this case. So nishmai minhada. Let's answer from the following. Hifrish chataso, you separate a chatas. The savar shu chayv, you think you're actually chayv chatas, but v'nim sashenu chayv, but it turns out you weren't chayv chatas at all. Lo kodesh, it's not kodesh, it was a complete mistake. Let's say hifrish shtaim, the savar shu chayv shtaim, he separates two cows, thinks he's chayv too. V'nim sashenu chayv elachas, but turns out he's only chayv one. What do you do with the extra one? Oso shnia ma'at avila, what do you do with it? Ela roa, you let it graze until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you're poda the value and you have to use it for a nedava. So ela hachanami, so hachanami elu nedava. So here too, also the second one should be left over for nedava, and the kachayach omer ata elu. That's the answer. Goes to nedava, and the Gemara responds, "V'kachayach omer ata elu." How are we able to say this? Shekel and nechatas are very different. So it doesn't explain this, but the Mefarshim say we already saw in the Mishnah that echatas, that if I separate money and I don't need all the money, the remainder moser goes to nedava. When it comes to shekel, the Mishnah said that the moser goes to chulin. So you can't compare the two. When they're leftovers, the leftovers of chulin of chatas is very different than the leftovers of shkalim. That's not right. You can't equate the two, and therefore it's left unanswered. And the chora, perhaps the question tells you that really the leftover, the second coin, should really be chulin. Okay. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So this is going back on the case. Rabbi Yehuda held. He responded back to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah that no, shkalim is not a kitzvah. There's no set value of shkalim. It changed over time. So what are the different coins? So darkonios are dinarim. They're gold coins, and they're equal to two slum. And then chazru lishkol slum. So now it cut down in half. A dinar was two slum. Now they use a half, which is one sela. Kishmuan, like it's mashma, sela is one sela. And then chazru lishkol tavin. Then they start using the teva, which is palge slum, half. Keeps going down in half, half a slum. And then bikshu lishkol dinarim. They wanted to use dinarim, which are carton, which are half of a tava, so he keeps going down by 50%, v'lo kibla meham, they didn't accept it that little, min hadah, from the following pasuk, we see, v'hem madnu aleinu, they established it, they held it up, mitzos lases aleinu, shalishis hashekel b'shana lav, over this base elokeinu. So they say, v'hem minu means they kept it up, they kept it strong, it was flowing, the inflation kept on dropping more and more, the value is dropping, so they said, v'hemanu, they kind of paused it, well, let's not go any further, when it comes to machatz shekel, we're going to keep it as the lowest it's going to go, is the tivan type of coin. So that's the pasuk that seems to support the idea of the different coin usage. Then the Gemara brings another pasuk, Rabbi Chilkiah, b'shem Rabbi Acha, mikan, from here we learn the following, from the pasuk we just brought that says, shlishis ha-shekel b'shana, what does that mean? Mikan, from here we learn, shetzarech adam l'shalesh shiklo, he has to divide his shekel into three, gimel pamim b'shana, that you have to take your shekel and give it out three times over the course of the year, that's how you're supposed to give it. So you give, 15 cents every shlosh regalim, let's say. So then, mikan, furthermore, we see, she'ein matshrich and al tzibur yosef migimel panim v'shana. We also are not matshrich the tzibur to pay more than three times a year.
What's the case of Nehemiah here?
The whole context? Oh, you're the bucky in
I didn't get there yet.
Maybe this is a riot where today where we get a distribution of a dividend, you know, of the stocks that the word started from.
All from here, yeah.
So when you see these signs in the city of these guys who are anti-Semites carrying, like, you know, Jews control finance and Jews control Wall Street, it's true. You see where they got these ideas from.
I never saw that. I don't really go there.
Really?
So
Baruch Hashem.
Cover this.
Okay. So that's the halacha we learn again, that from this pasuk, we're learning that you're supposed to divvy up your shkalim three times a year, and the tibor cannot be matriach, sorry, the basin can't be matriach the tibor more than three times a year to collect. Then Amar Rabbi Abin Mikan, from here we learn, so in this case I don't know, it's referring to a mission later on, so unless the article explains further. Legimel Se'en, Mikan Lishalosh Kupos, Mikan Legimel Hafrashos. So this is a reference to
Kupot Shayu Tormim Bahem et Halishka Hayu. They were separated in three. Gam lemashanu shekol pam shetarmu et halishka hayu tormim imena shalosh kupot shel shalosh sa'in. Umikan makor leshalosh haprashot. Gam shaninu sheshalosh hapamim b'shana. So they had three kupot and three times a year.
So three, each box also had enough to keep
right.
30 se, three se. Three boxes, each holding three se, and you took from them three different times of the year.
We had a lot of sources.
Yeah.
So it's three things. First is that they were, each one had was three sign, and then there were three kupot, and then there was three times a year.
Okay. All right, so we learned a few different things from this pasuk here. Ksiv says the pasuk, "Zayitnu kol ha'over al pukudim." The pasuk says in Parsha Kisisa, when collecting the shkalim, this one is the one who is over al pukudim. So what does it mean over? It's a machlokes exactly what this is referring to. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, they argue, "Chad amar lefi shechatu b'machtz hayom." Since they sinned with the cheda egel at noon, half of the day. Yitnu machatz shekel, that corresponds to what? Why half a shekel? Why was that the din? Why was that the kapara needed? Because they sinned half time during the day, meaning noon, you have to give a half a shekel. The chad, the other one, explained, amar lefi shechatu b'sheish shalos, the sixth hour, depending how you count it, the sixth hour, therefore yitnu machatz shekel, the avad shisa garmasin. The machatz shekel is the same amount as six garmasin, which is some type of coin. Is there an English word for that? Oh, sorry.
No, use the same word.
Okay, fine. So six garmisim. Then Rabbi Yeshua bei Rabbi Nechemia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, the fisha avru al asar sadibros, they violated the 10 dibros when the cheder egel happened. So then yihyeh nosen kol echav echad asar geira, machatz shekel is also equal to 10 geira, another coin.
Doesn't really help you for machatz shekel.
Doesn't help us. No, just try and tell us why this was the value
it's
used.
It's a zayit numachatz shekel b'shekel hakodesh esrim gerah hashekel. So half a
that's
shekel.
That's the pasuk Torah.
Exactly.
Very clear, right.
That's the pasuk Torah.
But all different reasons why this amount was used, either half or six or ten. Rebbe.
It's interesting, the Rebbe, that we read all the way to Vav Amud Aleph to actually tell you machatz shekel.
We can't figure out the Yerushalmi.
No. I would think this would be Beis HaMinal.
Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Levi, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, explains, Lefisha Machu Bechora Sharachel, meaning Yosef. Yosef was sold. Be'esrim Kesef, the 20 Kesef. Yet Kol Echa Ve'echad, everyone has to be Podes B'no, Bechora Be'esrim Kesef. Each person, talking about Pinyon HaBen, has to redeem his son with 20 Kesef. Now, a different point, not Machas HaShekel, talking about Pinyon HaBen. Why Pinyon HaBen needs 5 Slaim? Because 5 Slaim amount to 20 pieces of silver, and that was the amount that Yosef was sold with. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma at the end of Parsha Bamidbar, which connects to Yerushalmi, but I don't have time to explain what it was about. Okay. Six years ago, I learned this Meshech Chachma. For the first time, I'm seeing the actual Yerushalmi inside now.
They're hated.
So, Rabbi Pinchas, B'shem Rabbi Levi, B'fisher Machru, B'chor Sharacha, B'esem Kesev, V'nafal Chol Echa V'echem Hem Tava, Fikach Yehek Chol Echa Nosin Shkalo Tava. So since with 20 kesef and you divide up amongst the brothers, turns out they all gave the value of a teva. They all gave whatever. Two dinar. So therefore, each person has to give 2 dinar for their machzis shekel. So one of them is explaining
because Reuben wasn't there.
Exactly, Reuben wasn't there. So there are 10 of them.
Right.
You divide it, so it's 2. So again, there seems to be a machlokas. What's the kapara for the Mechias Yosef? Was it the Pidyon HaBen that you're supposed to do Mechias Yosef? Or is the Machatz HaShekel meant to be for the
I thought we were just using that as what the value of a dinar is.
No, but I think they're saying here that what's the connection? It's not just a random connection. It's that there's an inherent connection between the two. That Pidyon HaBen somehow is supposed to be a kapara for Mechias Yosef. So too, the Machatz HaShekel is supposed to be a kapara. If there's time at the end, I'll explain this beautiful Meshech
Chachma. That's according to...
For this last one, it's from Mechias Yosef.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone up until now said it's a kapar for Chet Egel. This last opinion thinks it's a kapar for Mechias Yosef.
That's Rav Berechia, Rav Levi, Rav Shimon.
Right, they think it's a kapar, Pinyon HaBen is a kapar for Mechias Yosef.
Right.
But Pinchas thinks Machatz HaShekel is a kapar.
Pinchas adds that it's not only for Yosef, but it's not only for Pinyon HaBen, but right. Also for...
Okay. See if we can catch up a little bit here. Says the new Mishnah.
We got this.
Yeah? Mosar Shkalim. What do you do with the leftover Shkalim? This one might be a little bit easier, this daf. Mosar Shkalim. The leftover Shkalim, what do you do with them? Chulin. Okay. Mosar Asir Sa'efa. Asir Sa'efa was that the Kohen Gadol every single day would bring an Asir Sa'efa. He'd bring half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening, and that's Asir Sa'efa. What do you do with the leftover? So the Mosar Asir Sa'efa, the Mosar of Kinei Zavim, that we spoke about the other day, that the birds that the Zav would bring to be Matayr, and Kinei Zavos, then Kinei Yoldos, all those, and Chataos, V'Ashamos, all those extras, Mosar and Nedava. The remainders go to Nedava, brought into the base of Migdash. Zaklau, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Kol shu ba'al l'shem chatas, anything that comes for chatas, umishum ashamo, comes for some guilt offering, mosran nedava, the remainder goes as a nedava. Okay, that's the klal. Now, shkalm is not the case, mosr shkalm is not for chatas, therefore the remainder is chulin. Let's say you have mosr ola, la'ola, mosr mincha, la'mincha, mosr shlamim l'shamim, mosr pesach l'shamim, Mosin Nazir and Nazir, Mosin Nazir and Nadava. Okay, so those are all the different, what do you do with the remaining funds of all those particular karbanos. So explains the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Ad the Anataman, yeah.
I'm sorry. We're talking here about Karbanos Tzibur, right? Or Korban Yachid?
Yeah, both. I mean, they're different things. It looks like Korban Yachid.
Korban Tzibur. So the first part is our Korban Tzibur.
The Shkalim is.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's saying that whatever is Mosin Shkalim is really is Chulin.
Right.
And everything else is not.
So then the Gemara says, "Amar Biosi, Ad the Anan Taman. When I was there in Eretz in Bavel, before I came to Eretz Israel, Shmois, I heard the Kal Rabbi Huda. I heard the voice of Rabbi Huda. Sha'al Shmuel. He asked Shmuel as follows: Hifrish Shkalo Umes. A guy separates a shekel and he dies. What do you do with the shekel? Amar Le Yiflu Nedava goes to Nedava. Then he asked, what do you do? Moser Asir Seifa." Shalom. So let's say he dies. What do you do with the remaining funds of the Seir Seifa that the Kohen Gadol would bring every single day? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolichim Liyam HaMelech. You throw into the Yam HaMelech. So Rabbi Lezer Amar Yiflu Nedava. No ghost in Nedava. So the Gemara says Masnisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah just above it argues Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says there a guy separates a shekel and dies. It goes to Nedava. But our Mishnah says, as the Gemara quotes, Moshe Shkalim Chulin. It goes to the Chulin.
I'm sorry, the case of of Eifa, it means that the Kohen Gadol was Niftar, or just...
When it quotes it here, the Kohen Gadol died.
Right.
So what
so
do you do with
the most? Case.
Same case, exactly.
So he took his money, he bought... okay.
Or he didn't necessarily buy, but he separated. This money is going to be used for my Asiris Eifa.
Right.
He dies. So what do you do with the leftover money?
Right.
So Rabbi Yochanan says leftover money goes Liam HaMelech. So then again, let's read this one more time. Masnisa, pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Moshe Shkalam Chulin. While Rabbi Yochanan says it goes to the Nedava. And then the Mishnah says further, Moshe Asiris Eifa, Moshe Kanizavim, Kinizavos, Moshe Kinioldos, Chadalos Vashamos, Moshe Nedava, all those things go to Nedava, which on the list was Asir Se'efa. The remainders of Asir Se'efa, according to the Mishnah, go to Nedava. Rabbi Yochanan says Asir Se'efa goes to Yam HaMelech. So Ma Avilei, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this Mishnah, which goes against to what he says? So Pasher Lei, he answers, Mosa Asir Se'efa Shel Mincha Schote Shel Kol Yisrael. So it's not talking about that of... that of a Kohen Gadol. It's talking about a Yisrael. So when Yisrael has to bring a particular type of carbon, so which carbon is this? When he gets a chatas, it's one of the Oliver Yorids, I believe. Right, exactly. So Oliver Yorid is a carbon that goes up in value. Depending how wealthy and how poor a person is, it adjusts which carbon. So when it comes to Tumas Malkdash Fikachov, person is Tame, he walks into the base of Migdash accidentally. Or he eats kachim when he's tummy accidentally, it's a din of carbon ol v'yorid. So the richest person brings a fat cow, let's say, I think it's a par, and the least expensive, the poorest, the mincha.
Right.
So that's the asiyas mincha we're talking about, not of a Kohen Gadol. So when it comes to our mishnah talking about a Kohen Gadol, his leftovers, Ein Echanami, goes to the Nedava. But what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to was a Yisrael, his leftovers of Asir Seifa goes to Yam HaMelech. And that's the difference. Why? I can't explain why that is, but that's the difference between the Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan. There's not a machlokas. Now Rabbi Yossi says as follows. Alda, for this reason, as follows, Aldil, we brought in the base Knesset, Abba Barbar. We need Abba Barbar to be brought into the shul, into the base Medrash, to explain the following. De'inin, they in Bavel, Amrinan, they would say, Minayin she Pesach mishtan l'shem shlomim. How do we know a Pesach can turn into a shlomim? We saw this a number of times in Pesachim. Tamalomer, the pasuk says, Vim min hatzon karbano l'zevach shlomim. If from the tzon, from the sheep, from the
Mar doesn't explain it what it means.
Okay, kol shu min hatzon, anything that comes from the tzon ba shlom can turn into shlomim. So since the Pesach comes from tzon, it could turn into a shlomim. So hey Sivun, which is like Mesive, they ask as follows. What do you mean? Why is it necessarily true that the Pesach turns into a Shlomim? Hare Ola Minatzon. Ola also comes from Atzon. So therefore maybe you should say what? That the Ola should turn into a Shlomim?
Right. If there is over, if there is left over, then it could turn. If you're not using it, it could turn into Shlomim.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Ola, why are you saying that Minatzon means that the Pesach turns into Shlomim? Maybe it should be Ola turns into a Shlomim. So says the Gemara, Davar Sheinu Ba'el Minatzon. No, only sign that comes exclusively from the tzon, Yatzas Ola Shehi Ba Afil Minabakar. The Ola could also come from cattle. It could come from tzon and bakar. This part is Minatzon, only something Minatzon, which Pesach falls in that category.
Or because the Mishnah said Ola goes to Ola. It doesn't go to Shlomim. So that's a question.
Okay, that is a question. Okay.
Right.
Echanami. Hey, Sibun, they ask the following question. What Hare Asham? An Asham is also comes from Atzon, so that should be able to turn into a Shlomim, not necessarily talking about Pesach. Amar Ravun Bar Kana Min Atzon. What does the pasuk mean, Min Atzon? Davar Shuba Mikol Hatzon. Anything that comes from all the Tzon, which would be a sheep and a goat. Yatza Asham Mishenu Ba Elam Min Ayalam Bilvad. Only comes from the rams, but doesn't come from all the other Tzon. As opposed to Pesach can come from anything that's a Seh. A Seh is another way of saying Tzon, I believe. I get a little confused. Like a Kevis is a sheep, an Az is a goat. So, you know, like in biology, there's different like categories of families. So I think Seh is like a broader category, which includes an Az and a Kevis within them. I thought Tzon is even a broader category than a Seh. Okay. Now, B'chol Atar, every other place, At Amar Min Lamat. We always say that Min, the word Min, comes to exclude. But V'kan, At Amar Atmar min l'rabos. When it says min atzon, we're saying min comes to include that min atzon, that even Pesach can be a shlomim.
Right.
Min always means to exclude. So amar Rabmana, you're right. Hachanami, you're right. Min l'mai, min does come to mai. We're not being using min here to include Pesach. The word hatzon, the extra hey, hatzon, comes to include Pesach. What's min coming to exclude then? So min the might miut sheino bam ben shtei shanim. That when it comes to shlamim, it can only be used for something that's not 2 years. And miut sheino ba nekeva, it can come from a nekeva. V'gavi asham nami. Asham nami min limai. The word min in the context of asham comes to exclude sheno ba ela min ha'ayalim. Only comes from the rams bavad. So we see einach nami. The word min is coming to exclude things, but the drasha which includes pesach within shlamim is not being learned from the word min. It's rather being learned from the extra letter hey hatzon, not minzon. It says min hatzon. We mean datzon. Hatzon comes to include pesach, can turn into a shlamim. So hey sivon, they ask another question. V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say vim minatzon karbano min haksa'ukfasim or min ha'izim le'ola? So the pasuk in the context of ola, it says minatzon also. So shouldn't you say minatzon? Now the word minatzon is like a catchphrase for psachim. So it should say minatzon, meaning psachim, can turn into an ola from another pasuk. So mi'ata, now we're going to say moser pesach ba'ola. So leftover pesach should be ola. And why are you using the other pasuk to tell me that moser pesach turns into a shlamim? So Amar Rabbi Avin Mishanin Davar, it's different. Davar Shu Lachila, the Davar Shu Lachila. We're connect. We have two options. Either Pesach could be compared to Shlamim, or it could be compared to Ola. So we're going to compare Pesach to Shlamim because both of them get eaten. Davar Shu Lachila, Pesach, to Davar Shu Lachila, Shlamim. Ve'ein Mishanin Davar Shu Lachila, Davar Shein Lachila. But an Ola doesn't get eaten. The Ola gets completely burnt on top of the Mizbech. That's why we would connect to Shlamim and not connect the Pesach to an Ola. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef gives a different answer. Bar Rabbi Bone, in the name of Rabbi Bone, Mishanin Kachim Kalim, the same Kachim Kalim. Both Pesach and Shlamim are the same category of Kachim, namely Kachim Kalim. Vein Mishanim Kachim Kalim, the same Kachi Kachim. But we do not connect Pesach to Ola, which is a higher level, which is Kachi Kachim. And that's why we prefer to connect, include Pesachim in the Pasuk of Shlamim and not in the Pasuk of an Ola. Therefore, being the Moser Pesach turns into Shlamim. That's the Raya for our Mishnah.
Do we have Kachi Kachim that the Baalim eat now?
Chatas. Not the Baal, the coin eats it. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Alda, for the following reason, Alul Rabbi Chanina, we brought Rabbi Chanina into the base medrash, similar as we said above. Di'in and Amrin, they in Bavel would say as follows, Eina Pesach mishtane l'shem shlamim, the Pesach is only turned into a shlamim, Ela imkein shachtu l'shem shlamim, only if you actually shacht it for the purpose of a shlamim, does it turn into a shlamim. V'ani Omer, I personally would say, says Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu shachtu l'shem ola, even if you shacht it for an ola, it will still turn into a shlamim.
If
I shecht the Pesach for shlamim, it turns into a shlamim. Okay. If I shecht it for anything else, it wouldn't. Come as long as Yochanan and says, no, I think even if you shecht the Pesach for an ola, it's automatically. Oh, is it Rebchia? Oh, Rebchia, okay. So Rebchia says, even if you shecht it for something else, like an ola, it's still going to turn into a shlamim. Your intentions doesn't really make much of a difference. Pesach will always automatically turn into a shlamim. So how do they know all this? So Amir Rabbi Eli, Taimad Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? In minatzon karbono.
Rabbi was right, by the way. So it's marche. It's Rabbi Yochanan. It's really b'shem Rav Chanina.
Okay, fine. So what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? In minatzon karbono lezevach shlamim. The pasuk we said before. Kol shu zevach b'shlamim. Right. Anything that's shechted, any Pesach that's shechted will automatically turn into a shlamim. Right. That's what it says.
Yeah.
So you read. Okay. Fine. Now, the Gemara wants to know, umishtana l'machsheves psul.
One second, so basically, Rabbi Yochanan, so according to Rabbi Chanina, they're saying the same thing, yes.
That Rabbi Yochanan and Ula, and then Rabbi Chanina are saying the same thing, that if I shecht a Pesach for anything, even an Ola, it will automatically turn into shaman based on this pasuk.
No matter what.
Now the Gemara says, let's say I shecht it for an Ola, the Pesach as an Ola, and I also umishtana l'machsheves psul. I have some machshava psul, which means I wanted to eat it outside the time it's allowed to be eaten. Something like that. So what's going to happen? I'm putting two psul in it. I'm shechting it for an Ola, which it shouldn't be, and I'm also having another external psul. So says the Gemara, heyach avdi. So what's the din in such a case where, again, you're shechting a Pesach for an Ola, and it's also a machsheves psul. Shecht l'shem Ola, if you shecht it for an Ola, al menas lizrok domo lemachar, on the das that I'm going to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, which is a psul. I'm not allowed to do that. So mikol makom pasul hu. Regardless, it's definitely pasul because.
Yeah, even if you had the right, even if you had the right machshava on the korban, it would still be possible.
Uh-huh.
I think. So. I mean, that's no matter what. Even if he thought an ola, the shem ola, it's still possible.
Okay, it's vade possible. What's the question here?
Right.
So the Gemara explains as follows: in Tamar, if you're going to say mishana lemachshavas psul pigol, if you're going to say like Rabbi Chanina that Pesach, which is shechted for an ola, is going to be turned into a pesa, into a shlamim anyways. So then it's going to be there's a bunch of girsos here. It says Eino Pigol in my Gemara based on the Gra.
Is this saying that he's taking a korban that you can eat it in 2 days and thinking it about the pigol for a korban that's 1 day? Is that the case or no?
No, I think it's a 1 day we're thinking about 2 days. The Pesach is in 1 day, you
right.
Think about it to do the next day, two
so
days.
Shlamim is 2 days.
Shlamim is 2 days, right.
Right. So let's say he's doing Pesach Leshem. He's taking a Pesach and he's doing Leshem Shlamim and he's thinking he's gonna eat it tomorrow. So for Shlamim he is not Pigol and for Pesach he's Pigol. Is that what it is or no? No.
I think you want to shecht it to do Zrika tomorrow. You have to do the Zrika the day of the Shechita. I think that's a problem.
But wait, Pigol is not Zrika Pilok. Pigol is Achila, right?
Well, there's Psul Bzman and Psul Makom.
Psul Makom is not really not Pigol, right?
Right, it's not really Pigol.
Right.
Psul Bzman. Pigol, the real Pigol is real Bzman.
Right.
So you have in mind to do the Zrika the next day.
Zrika or Achila?
This is talking about the Zrika. I'm going to ask Lizrok Damal Machar. So again, so the din is as follows. So let's do this one more time. In Tomer, if you're going to say Mishana L'machshavas Psul, I'm going to read the Gra now. He says Ein Pigol. If you're going to hold above that if I shech the Pesach for Ola, it will not be a Shalmim. It's actually going to be Pasul then. So then there's no Pigol here. The fact that I had a Machshava to eat it the next day or sprinkle the next day, that won't affect it because it's already Pasul. But in Tamar, if you're going to say Ein Mishana L'machshavas Psul, which means if I shech the Pesach for an Ola, it doesn't make it Pasul. It will automatically turn into Shalmim, like Rabbi Yochanan says, then the Machshavas Psul will make it Pigol. So again, the discussion is, when I have a Machshavas Psul, again, I'm shechting a Pesach for an Ola, and I also have a Machshavas Psul, will this carbon end up being a Pigol or not? If I allow a Pesach to turn into a Shalmim, even though I had in mind for an Ola, it will turn into a good Shalmim, then it will be Pigol. But if I don't allow a Pesach Shechta for an Ola to turn into a Shlamim, it's already possible, and Pigol won't take effect.
So it goes back to the original Machlokas, if you're allowed or not to, if it becomes an Ola or a Shlamim.
Exactly. It's a Nafka Mina whether Pigol's okay. Chal or not. Let's try to get this one in.
Why not?
Let's see if we can make it. So it says the Gemara, it's going to Zvachim. I know you love Zvachim. Shmo, Shalom, Shmo. That was your favorite stuff, I think you said.
Yes.
So the Gemara says as follows. L'shmo v'shlo l'shmo b'shari mos hashana. Let's say I had in mind a Karban Pesach. I had in mind for l'shmo, which means for Karban Pesach. I also had in mind shlo l'shmo, which means for another Karban, let's say a shlamim. B'shari mos hashana, the rest of the year, not Pesach time, any other day of the year. So, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bun bar Achia b'shem Shmo bar Abba mecheven she'en lo shem. So, kishochto, sorry, nasa kishochto l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo v'shtika. So since there is no shame on it.
So the question is, if he took a Korban Pesach before the Zman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he started, if he was shechet, the Korban Pesach, the Shem Pesach.
Mm-hmm. And the Shem something
and
else.
And he realizes that it's not Pesach and he finishes it.
No, I think it's a case where he shacked in the beginning for two, had two intentions. One was for the Pesach.
How could you have two intentions?
So I have in mind that I want this animal to be for double, for Pesach and Shlamim.
Here it says Pesach.
You're not allowed to do that. It shouldn't be done, but if a person does do it, the Gemara is talking extensively about these wild cases of these double intentions.
From article, it seems
yeah.
It seems Pesach lifnei zmano sheitchil lishachto l'shem Pesach v'siyem
Oh, okay, so we have it different here then. Okay.
So it seems that he thought it was Pesach. He started doing the Shechita, and then in the middle he realized that it wasn't Pesach. So he said, oh, I'm finishing the Shechita L'Shem Shlamim.
Okay, so we'll take that. Our school has been pretty good with us so far.
All right.
So Rabbi Bun Bar Chia B'Shem Shmo Bar Abba Mekeven She'en Lo Shem, since it was Shechted also for Shelo L'Shmo, for another carbon other than Pesach, Nasa, it's going to be like Kishochato L'Shmo V'Shelo L'Shmo B'Shtika. It's as if it was shechted l'shmo, and not l'shmo b'shtika. What does that mean here?
Meaning that the first part is not, we don't take it in account.
The fact that it was l'shmo, we don't take that in account. We just view it as shelo l'shmo, which would be
right.
Good.
Right. The part that he did it for Pesach, you take it like stam. You don't take it like lishma.
Uh-huh.
Since the end, we go to the sof. We don't go to the according to the end of the machshava.
I see. Okay.
At the beginning.
I see. Okay. So
I think there was a machloikas in Babli. If you go to, if the machshava goes according to the beginning or the end, we have that
yes.
Sometimes.
Yes. Kedushin.
Kedushin.
Yeah.
כן, אף אם התחיל את שחייתו בפירוש של השם פסח, מועלת מחשבה שלו לשמוע, לבסוף, לשנותו לשלמים.
Let's come back to the two dots.
Come back, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, fine, we'll do it tomorrow. Excellent. Okay.
We're running, yeah.
I think tomorrow's dot is a little bit easier, a lot easier. Okay, not so bad.
Ricky always makes sure we don't get here.
I know.